Blog Talk Radio.
It's to you.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, a spiritual relationship healing expert, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love, author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are at the present moment. Today, I'm going to have the pleasure of speaking with a nurse practitioner, Pamela V. Johnson, MSN, board-certified Florida nurse practitioner, about primary care house calls. Pamela's education includes the Institute for Legal Nurse Consulting and a master's degree in nursing. Her background and work experience is extensive. In 2006, she formed the Ida Wallace Bennett Family Health Corporation, which she will talk about on this show. She has worked at Metro West Family Medical, Urban Family Medical, Hunt Club Medical Care, and Planned Parenthood, Internal Medicine, and Nursing Home Consultants. If you want advice and proper care for your own or a loved one's illness, then Pamela V. Johnson is the person to contact. So I'm really delighted to welcome Pamela. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, what I like to begin with is to ask you to tell us about your background, like your training, and what led to the creation of the Consult Ida NP.
I am a nurse practitioner, board certified in family practice. I started my career actually as a nursing assistant many years ago, became an LPN, a registered nurse. I worked critical care for 14 years, and I was interested in conducting a research project to see whether or not nurse practitioners could be used as primary care providers to patients in their own home. So eventually, I wrote to the National Institute of Health, who sent me back an investigation packet calling for research, and eventually I ended up in graduate school, which, of course, gave me a master's of science degree in nursing, and thus I am now an advanced registered nurse practitioner.
Okay, and then what happened with the creation of Consult Ida NP? How did that come about?
I worked with a physician and internal medicine specialist in Orlando, and we actually discussed the topic that I actually wrote about in graduate school, which was making primary care house calls. And he encouraged me to be an independent entrepreneur as a nurse practitioner. And in thinking of a name for the company, I thought of my grandmother, who during her years in the early 1920s delivered babies throughout North Florida and in South Florida. She was not known as a nurse practitioner, but that was her role and function. They were not called nurse practitioners at that time. So the company is actually named after my great-grandmother, Ida Wallace Bennett.
That's exciting. And what do you do at this Consult Ida NP?
I am a primary care provider to people in their homes who cannot get out. The people I see are, for whatever reason, homebound. They have difficulty getting out of the house to go into an office setting. Most often when they seek health care, it's because they're really sick and they feel they need to go to the emergency room. Well, instead of going to the emergency room, they call me, or a home health agency or a family member will call me and ask, can you come out and see whomever? And I go into the home, I assess the patient, I collect health history, I perform a physical or focused examination depending on the problem. I diagnose the problem. I prescribe, if necessary, for the problem, medication or treatment. I order diagnostic tests, be it lab work or x-rays or ultrasound, and I obtain results within usually 24 hours, and then I follow up with the patient to see if the treatment was successful.
Well, it sounds like a really wonderful and necessary support.
Thank you. I enjoy it, and it is.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. So exactly what are primary care house calls? I mean, how does someone get in touch with you? How do they know they need it, or how does it begin?
Anyone who is living at home or in assisted living that cannot get out or has a very difficult time getting out can call me at 561-900-6737. They're calling me direct. I then screen to see whether or not Ida Wallace Bennett can accept their health insurance. Some people will ask, well, why would I need your services if I have a doctor somewhere? And the answer is because you have a doctor, but you haven't seen your doctor in 6 months or a year because you can't get out. And what I do is I don't ask people to change physicians. I try to coordinate care. So if you have seen a doctor somewhere and you would really like to have a relationship with that doctor, but it's just become very difficult, I try to introduce myself to that physician, and I send a copy of our first encounter note along with the treatment plan to that doctor so they know that I'm coming to see you. And so you know that your physician is aware of what's happening during our meeting.
Wow. See, when I was growing up, believe it or not, the doctor used to come to our house. And I don't think we have that very much anymore. So I'd like to know a little bit about what kind of different training levels there are, what kind of certifications in the practice of nursing, you know, and what advanced degree or training do you need in order to do this home health care? It's such an important thing for people to know about.
It is very important to understand that this is not a home health agency, and I am not functioning in the capacity of a registered nurse. As a registered nurse practitioner, you are master's prepared minimum in the state of Florida. You must have a national credentialing certification that is good for 5 years, and every 5 years you must certify. I am credentialed through the American Nurses Credentialing Center, and as such, I'm required to maintain continuing education units to keep my nursing license for the state of Florida and an additional 75 continuing education units to maintain board certification through the American Nursing Credentialing Center. The role of the nurse practitioner in Florida is very similar to the role of a physician. The law is specific in that we must have a certain amount of education. We must have a collaborative practice agreement somewhere in the state of Florida with physicians. Being family practice, there are physicians that I have collaborative practice agreements with, meaning I can call on them if there's a problem that I'm not comfortable with or something that I feel is beyond my scope of practice. And beyond that, I can refer to other colleagues, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, or to other physicians.
Yeah. And so why, just repeat it again, sort of, why would someone want a primary care house call from someone like you instead of just getting back into the physician's office?
Most people that I see, again, I'm going to say 99% of the people I see cannot get out of the house. They're homebound. So they may
so this
have
is
health
an
insurance.
Option for people who really cannot get to the doctor and they need help.
Exactly. You cannot get out to the doctor or it's very difficult. Perhaps you have adult children that normally take you where you need to go, or you financially cannot afford the expense of transportation, or maybe you can afford the expense of transportation, but you're not physically able to endure the time and effort that it takes to board public transportation or even private transportation to go into an office. I come to you, and my visit to you is the same as a visit in the doctor's office. It is not a social call. I am there to discuss whatever your symptoms are, diagnose you through a physical assessment, and then, if necessary, prescribe whatever testing needs to be done. The difference being, you can't go to the laboratory, so I have the laboratory call you and schedule a time to come in and collect whatever blood I need to diagnose your problem or confirm the diagnosis that I'm suspecting.
So it's not only that you come to the person's house, but even the laboratory comes to their house.
Exactly. The laboratory comes, the radiology technician brings the machine to your house. The ultrasound technician brings the machine to your house. So virtually every test that I need to confirm diagnoses for minor problems are conducted in your home.
That's wonderful. I never knew that this really existed. And I have another question about that. Who pays for the house calls?
If you have
or how is it paid for?
If you have health insurance, most health insurance, if it's not managed care, will reimburse. The majority of my patients have Medicare as a primary and Medicaid or some other commercial secondary, and they do pay the cost of the visit because, again, it's just as though I would be seeing you in the office, but it's seeing you as a primary care provider at home. Currently, most HMOs or health maintenance organizations do not cover the cost of a primary care house call. I've been talking to a few. I know that a few are exploring the possibility, but thus far I have not found any that actually pay for a primary care house call. Medicaid will. The Medicaid primary and secondary does cover primary care house costs, and Medicare primary covers the bulk of the cost. Just as with any office visit, though, if Medicare is your primary, typically they cover 80% and you have a 20% copay. And that copay might be in the neighborhood of $14 or $15. And so I try to encourage people, if it's affordable, have a secondary. If you cannot afford that $14 or $15, and sometimes I just work with them because I'm not trying to take advantage of people. I'm trying to expand access to health care.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And I have another question. Are you allowed to prescribe medicine?
Yes. I cannot prescribe controlled substances. So if you're taking Ambien, Restoril, Xanax, Vicodin, Percocet, I cannot prescribe those type medications because the state of Florida and the federal government considers those medications to be controlled substances or narcotics.
Right, and so those are really psychological medications that
well,
a psychiatrist would...
Not necessarily. Sometimes people need a sleeping pill because for whatever reason they're anxious and they have trouble sleeping at night. Sometimes people have pain for various reasons, and they need a pain pill that's stronger than what I can actually prescribe. Most often I find that people don't need narcotics or controlled substances, so it works well. And if they do need a controlled substance, I try to refer back to whomever wrote the prescription for them. Whoever wrote the original prescription is the physician that I would contact.
Okay. So it's like you're really an ally for the person who is at home and can't get to the doctor's office. And
yes.
I have a question. You know, how is the quality of care that you render at home compared to their coming to an office?
It is the same. And the best people to answer that question would be the public that I serve, the patients that I actually see. And
wow, I would love to hear from them. I'm sure they are so happy and grateful.
Thank you.
And
you know,
I
really wish I could. I wish I could introduce you to them. I have not had any complaints thus far, and I'm thankful, grateful for that. The patients that I treat tend to have good outcomes. I would say that at least 80 to 85% of my patients no longer have to go to the emergency room when there's a problem. They call me and I go to them.
Wow.
But if it becomes necessary, if it is necessary, and I do not feel I can properly diagnose or treat a certain problem, I will have them call 911 or send them to the emergency room.
Right. If it's really an emergency. So many
yes.
of the people, can you describe some of the problems that they might have, the physical problems? It sounds
many
like they're more chronic than emergencies.
Most have diabetes, COPD, secondary to emphysema or asthma. Some have severe arthritis, psoriasis. I have someone who is completely paralyzed and in a coma. They're an array of problems. Some are just, some have dementia, and so it's better for the families to try to keep them within an isolated environment than to move them around a lot.
Right. Oh, and also they can stay at home. They don't have to be placed into a home.
They don't have to be placed into a nursing home or assisted living, although, as I said earlier, I do go into assisted living facilities in addition to people's homes. You asked me about disease processes. There are some people that have thyroid problems that are chronic. I've actually diagnosed some problems that people did not know they had that helped us alleviate or minimize some of the symptoms they were experiencing, which makes their lives more comfortable being at home. There's Parkinson's disease. There are a lot of disease processes that incapacitate people or cause people to be somewhat incapacitated. And it just helps to know that you don't have to struggle to take an hour to get into an office.
Wow, it sounds wonderful. It sounds like too good to be true, actually. So does a patient have to give up their regular primary care provider to be seen at home?
No. As I said earlier, most Medicare and Medicaid will allow me to act in the capacity of primary care provider and take care of you at home. But let's assume you still have Medicare, Medicaid, and you have a doctor that you have seen for years. As I indicated earlier, I will contact that doctor by sending my notes over to let them know that you are being seen and what course of treatment we are following. If we collect labs, blood work, for example, or x-rays, and you would like for me to share a copy of that lab work with your physician, then I do. I ask to have a copy sent to whomever that physician is. And on the other hand, I have patients that say my primary care provider is a nurse practitioner.
Oh, so they actually describe you that way. That's good.
Yes.
So, but do they usually get input from their original medical doctor, primary care provider?
Some do.
Or is it
some
do and some don't?
Right. Most have not been seen in years unless they have been to the hospital for some reason. Because once they leave the hospital, they really don't have a way to get into the office. So they sit home and hope that nothing happens. And if something does reoccur, they go back to the emergency room.
You know, I have a sense that this is a much bigger problem than most of us realize, and that there are many people in that situation.
Well, I know that recently Florida has partaken upon what we call the Medicaid reform program.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is trying to see whether or not people, especially people who have Medicaid, would benefit from being enrolled in a HMO, health maintenance organization, or a group type plan. As a nurse practitioner, I am writing and talking to some of those health maintenance organizations, those insurance companies, to say, please recognize me, please allow me to be a primary care provider, because the patient population that I serve, although they have Medicaid as a primary and will be enrolled into an HMO, they will never be seen by a doctor or any other provider if that provider is a nurse practitioner, because currently most of you do not allow nurse practitioners to be primary care providers enrolled within network.
Wow.
And so what happened, I mean, and they don't know. I don't think it's intentional. It's just, it takes people like myself who are interested in this population, who are really interested in extending access to people who have health insurance or do not have access to health care, direct access to health care. I want to know that these people are being taken care of. And if I can't not solve the problem, but help modify the problem and control the symptoms enough to make you and keep you comfortable, then I should be referring you to the appropriate party, and that's my role.
Wow, so you have a big educational job in addition to the nursing practitioner work that you do.
Yes, it does require constant education. You're right. You are right.
But you have something to offer, and they don't even understand it, so you have to teach them. I'm talking about legislators and doctors and the whole medical system and the lay people.
Well, we talk with one another, and it's greatly appreciated because we talk with one another.
Oh, that's really good. So I have a question. You may have sort of explained it, but I'll just ask it again anyway. How do nurse practitioner practices, especially like yours, differ from a physician's practice? You know,
and
how exactly are nurses qualified, like yourself, to provide this primary home care?
The extent of our education allows us to be licensed and properly credentialed through the Florida Board of Nursing. However, we are also governed by various boards of medicine. And when it depends on who you have a collaborative practice agreement with. In my case, I have collaborative practice agreements with a doctor of osteopathy and a medical doctor. So both those boards have copies, in addition to the Board of Nursing, have copies of our collaborative practice agreement, which means, and if you read the language, those boards have agreed to the language that's incorporated through the Board of Nursing. So the Board of Medicine recognizes the statute that governs advanced registered nurse practitioners. The Board of Osteopathic Medicine recognizes, and both boards accept, the language that's currently written in the Florida Nurse Practice Act.
Wow. All right. So what do you see as the future roles and functions of nurse practitioners?
Nurse practitioners are recognized and are being accepted more as primary care providers. More of us are forming either, I don't like to use that word independent, but although we're practicing in somewhat of an independent role, we're also forming businesses and alliances with physicians, which is good, which is very good. And although our roles may overlap in some areas, there are specialty areas and some components of medicine that nurse practitioners do not, we just don't function in those capacities. In other words, we don't do major surgery. We don't do major surgery. There are some processes that require a physician, and it's our responsibility to accept and recognize when we need to refer or call on our physician counterpart.
Right.
But there, I have several colleagues that have independent practices throughout not only the state of Florida but in other states. And Florida is growing. We are maturing in this arena. For years, we have accepted the physician as the only leader in healthcare. And the truth is we've always worked together, and now we're having to play nicely together because what affects medicine affects nursing, especially as a nurse practitioner.
Wow. So do you ever think that nurses are going to eventually replace primary care physicians?
No. And I don't believe that is our intent as a profession. We appreciate our roles and the ability to expand our functions. We are good clinicians. We are knowledgeable clinicians. We manage the care of patients even in an office without being directly supervised. And I think it's just a matter of there being a better dialogue between nurse practitioners and physicians, understanding our roles and functions, understanding how reimbursement directly affects all of us as professionals, and then working together to expand those same services to the public safely.
Wow. So is there anything else you would like to share, and maybe for potential patients of yours, you know, how they can get in touch with you, what reasons they could reach out to you for?
If you're at home or have a family member at home that cannot get out or has difficulty going into a physician's office, and you would like to have a primary care visit, not a nursing visit, not a home health visit, but a primary care provider visit, then your primary care provider will be a nurse practitioner who is willing to work in conjunction with your physician. You can call me at 561-900-6737. You can send me an email at arnpvj@att.net, or you can visit www.consultidanp.com. www.consultidanp.com.
NP meaning nurse practitioner. N is in Mansfield.
NP, exactly. Meaning nurse practitioner, and it's all one word. I will call you back. We can talk about your needs. I will screen to determine whether or not I can accept your health insurance. I prefer to try to accept health insurance. If you really want to pay out of pocket, you can, but that is not the intent, and that is not how I'm usually compensated. And if it's a one-time visit that you need because there's a cold or something going on, yes, you can call me. It doesn't have to be with the intent to have me be your primary care provider forever. And you don't have to keep me around. If you don't like me, I go away. I go away.
You're offering such a wonderful service, and I'm really delighted to have had an opportunity to say that can help so many people. And I know you're going to do a lot for a lot of people in the future. So thank you so much for being here today. And on our next show, I will be speaking with Lynn Gorfine and Rick Welchick, a power couple with years of business experience who will tell you how to live your passion and actually make money at it, too. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond. find my Reawakening Love chapter in the book Adventures in Manifesting at createhealingandlovenow.com/manifesting.htm and learn about my complete relationship system online at createhealingandlovenow.com/interview.htm.